Hey there. Thanks for your patience for our break week last week. And as a reward, we're not talking about one season, but we're talking about two seasons of a show. A show I can barely remember the name for some reason. I don't know why, because it's not really that difficult to say. The Danger's in My Heart, a little middle school romance that kind of gives a little bit of Takagi vibes. Kind of not. And we'll discuss kind of what we mean by that. If you did end up watching this one, tag along and we'll just talk about our thoughts. And if you haven't, we'll give you a little description about what the show is and if you should watch it. So let's just get right into it. Welcome back to the I Married a Weeb podcast. It's your favorite anime podcast that, we'll be honest with you, if we judged this off of the first 5 minutes of this show, we wouldn't be getting this episode. But we know that anime can get a little anime-y, so we stuck it out, and it was actually a pretty darn good show, which we already said we're going to be talking about. Anyways, hey, are you new here? My name's Tom. Been watching anime for some time, and in college, real good-looking gal came up to me and said, hey, so can I watch anime with you? You know what came next. Now I'm married to her, and we watch shows, and then we talk about it on this here podcast. Matter of fact, she's right here. What's your name over there?
I'm Danielle.
Danielle, that's right. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Doing all right. Full on third trimester over here. We got the yoga ball out. We're bouncing.
Yeah.
Got our water on lock.
Water on lock, reflux on lock. Everything's on lock, good and bad.
Well, let's get a little refluxy up here. Get a little zesty for the podcast. But anyways, yeah, if you end up liking what you're listening to today, you should give us a rating or follow us on whatever, or both, it doesn't matter, on whatever it is that you're listening to us on. We'd really appreciate the support. If you want a reminder every week, because we upload an episode every Monday, unless we do a break week, which was last week, just get to it. I know. You can check us out on Instagram. I Married a Weeb Pod on Instagram. You'll get a post every Monday that'll update you on what the Monday's episode is. So if you should tune in or not, we'd prefer you tune in. We don't really dive too deep, so we're not really going to spoil too well.
Yeah, well,
just join sometimes. Us. Just join us, why don't you? But yeah, so you can follow us on there, or if that's not your speed, the best way to keep in the loop with us is our Discord, which you can be found on our profile on the Instagram or in the description of this here episode. It's kind of the fast track to one, communicating with us and getting all the updates on the podcast. We're not really the best on Instagram. People who have been with the show for a while will be able to double down. They will. They'll actually probably. Yeah, they'll definitely tell you we suck at that for sure. So Discord's where we are definitely the most. We got a good little group of people that we just talk anime, manga. It's just great internet friends, and we can't thank anyone enough if you're in there. So if you've been wanting to talk anime with strangers, now's the time. Go on in, join on in. And if you're not new here, oh my gosh, another episode in the books. Thanks for joining us. Can't thank you enough for just sticking around with how many times we've done break weeks, and we're just having a rough go over here, which we will.
Can we catch a break?
Can we catch a break? So yeah, even we took a break week last week because our poor daughter, Faye, stomach bug, not loving it.
Yeah.
Not loving it. I don't know what kid likes to vomit, but definitely not loving it.
Especially when you're at that age where you don't know what's happening and you obviously don't, I'm assuming being in a 2-year-old mind, don't want to stop it. Like you want to stop it and you can't. And fighting it makes it worse.
And then you've got your two parents that instantly run over to you, go, it's okay. It's all right. At 2 a.m. is you're in your sweaty fever dream of what's going on, like an exorcism. It's just chaos.
Yeah.
So we had our weekend full of just taking care of her, our sweet little angel. Went out to the store the next day and I'm like, I got to buy her presents. So I bought her a Pokemon book.
She was a trooper.
She was a very big trooper. So Sunday was just a vegetate kind of day. We just chilled
for all of us.
We just chilled on the couch. Just a lot of sleeping and relaxing. Then the week was going pretty good. And I'm like, hey, we're doing great. And then your boy got sick. So I had a stomach bug.
And now I'm doing the sign of the cross everywhere in the house, like blessing myself, blessing everything. Hey,
admittedly, I'm cognizant. I've been staying away from you as best as possible.
Yeah, at least you're not going to cough in my face like Faye.
Yeah, she does do that.
She's never coughed in my face. She just does that to you.
You've seen her do it to me, though. Yeah. And it is definitely purposeful. It's rude. She's lucky she's cute. Yeah, but except for mine's the gift that keeps on giving. Mine was Thursday and a Friday. I actually had to take off Friday for work because I was being a little baby. I'm like, I need to sleep.
Dude. I almost thought I was going to have to take you to the hospital there first.
I was dying. It was bad. I've had a stomach bug. This was something else, baby. Yeah. I'm still recovering. I mean, like, today's like a good first day of like energy's back. Well, yesterday I went to a card night. Listen, I was washing my hands.
What he's saying is he wasn't sick enough to miss a Weiss night.
Listen, we got priorities around here. Or the podcast. We're still on the podcast, so that's good. but no, it was a great time. I did well at Weiss night, so that was at least worth it. So anyways, they're like, oh, you were sick and you went out. No, listen.
I don't think it's viral.
I don't think so.
You've got a sensitive tummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably... What did we have for breakfast that day? We had French toast, and then you had grilled cheese for lunch.
Yeah,
and you're not good with cheese.
Cheese or sugar, so it was pretty. So
I think
packed.
I probably did this to you.
No, I think there was a bug in there somewhere, and it just took its opportunity.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough about my immune system. Everyone's like, I thought this was about anime. Well, you're darn right it is. Let's get into a teeny bit of anime news. There's not too much because there's not too much that we're really caring about when we're looking through the articles. Big one that we are caring about, though, Blue Lock Project. World Champion smartphone game is going to be getting an English release on April 23rd. So buckle up, baby. If you're listening to this podcast on the day it just came out, that's tomorrow.
Oh, so, wow. Okay.
I'm not even a soccer guy. I'm just a bit of a Blue Locker. So catch me with that on my phone.
I won't.
Yeah, it's going to be on there for a day or two.
I'll live vicariously through you.
If it doesn't play exactly like Backyard Sports for the Windows 95, you know, like Backyard Soccer, Backyard Football, I could talk about
backyard
those.
Backyard Baseball.
And Instagram's been throwing me, some people are emulating that on their computer now and playing. And I'm like, I've got it on disc. I just don't have a disc drive, but Backyard Baseball, baby.
So good.
Pablo.
Ugh.
Backyard Sports MVP. Doesn't matter the sport.
They had some good games back when we were playing. Putt-putt. What were some of the other ones?
I had a Tonka.
That fish one.
Oh yeah. Tonka. I had a Tonka game that you could print certifications. I did like a game where I was a crane operator and it's like, hey, you're officially like, print this out and show it to your parents. Listen, Ma, I know I'm 7, but I kind of can operate a crane now. I wonder why I didn't go into that. I've been certified forever.
And then you know what I'm just realizing?
What?
I'm going to have a lot of random, you know, night wakings come June. I have potentially some Animal Crossing time. And then what's that amusement park game you got me? I grew up playing Sims. What did I say I played? Sims Amusement Park. You had never seen it
you.
Before.
Yeah, I got you Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah, which I've never played. And that's got some learning curves, dog.
I also, my bad on getting, we thought it'd be fun. Like, let me get it on Switch so you can play. Like, the Switch is our console because we can kind of ebb and flow with where it goes. No one wants to sit on a damn computer anymore. We do that for work, you know? So, got that on the Switch. Controls are just dookie dank. Sucks.
Yeah, you kind of need the mouse.
Yeah.
It's all right. But
anyways,
Goldie misses me. So she's going to be like, oh my gosh, where the hell have you been?
She's going to think it's a reincarnation that's been long, so long. She's
gonna
have
so many weeds. It's going to take me a month to pick all those weeds.
Animal Crossing is actually the hardest game to get back into because it's actually the most stressful when you've neglected it. And then you know that there's judgment awaiting you.
And then do you know what? I think I was in the process. Sorry, guys. Moving. I was trying to temporarily move people to like a different part of the island so I could cult. I was like in the middle of like a phase 4.
This was a full rebuild.
Yeah.
This was a natural disaster hit the island and you were just trying to get civilization back up to snuff.
And I don't even know where I left off. So I'm just going to be, maybe I just need to start from scratch.
It might be the
but
case.
Then I can because I have the Goldie card.
Oh, that's
I
true.
I can invite Goldie
All we
to
care
the,
about is Goldie. Forget the rest.
Yeah, I don't care.
Leave it blank.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, I have some cute characters.
You do.
I only care.
How about this? Let's visit them before we make any extreme decisions, okay? Speaking of extreme decisions, Netflix with that stupid-ass password sharing policy. Well, wouldn't you know, that they've added 9.3 million subscribers in the first quarter of this year. And the co-CEO, in a smug piece of shit way, has stated the password sharing policy has not really harmed viewership. Well, yeah, because what's the alternative? Not many of the older folk know how to pirate stuff anymore. So, of course, they don't want to get...
Yeah, you're just sucking grandma's life savings.
Right. The nice person that's blessed them with the password, you know, was allowing them to do it. The last thing they want to do is get that person's account messed up. Anyways, doesn't matter. So good. I'm glad Netflix is rejoicing in that. We are one of those schmucks. We did buy it and we were like, well, let's have it for a month. And then they get us where, because we forget to.
Yeah. Cancel it.
Oh, speaking of forgetting to cancel, Podbean. Our hosting distribution of this podcast. Don't you worry. We're in it for another year, folks. We always forget the date, but April 21st is the day that they charge us. And so you guys at least get us for another year. Because once we pay, we're like, well, we can't stop now.
At least not right away. We got to make that money.
Exactly. By the way, that meme is for everyone who's been around. We're not quitting. We like to keep you on your toes.
Although we might go silent in June.
I'm gonna get some plans. I'm gonna get some guests lined up too.
Yeah. They don't care about guests.
They don't care about me. They just care about you. So if you're gone, yeah, I guess you're right. Why do guests? Okay. Last of the news has to do with Spy Family.
Got one more day. No, today.
No, it's gone. If you're listening to it, this episode, it's gone. You missed. I hope you guys saw it this weekend. We didn't. And I hope it was good. So AMC actually had a popcorn bucket and a special cup for $12 for seeing the movie this weekend, which, man, I love AMC cups. They're the best shower cups or bath cups. They're just massive. We've got one we've got a New Moon, the Twilight movie. I used to work at a theater, so those cups, we had them on lock all the time. That thing, the art is still on there. It's been in water for 10 years now.
The art is still on there, but it's definitely yellowed. It's faded.
Think about new age stuff. I feel like the stuff just wipes off after a couple years.
Oh, sure, sure. Okay, yeah.
That stuff is deep-seated. It's made in the plastic, so.
I mean, I can't guarantee what they're doing nowadays, but at least back in the day.
Oddly enough, if you guys can believe it, we are parents, as we talked about our child. I'm too smitten with this little gal because then I've turned into a monster. She doesn't even know what Spy Family is. She just has seen the book and because we have it in our bookcase, the one with Bond on it. And she goes, oh, dog book. She loves looking at the dog book. She wants to be a part of this universe. She's two. She doesn't know anything. And then I see that AMC is doing the special cup. I looked at Danielle, full seriousness. I said, I could run out. Once she's up from her nap, I can run out and get her that cup for $12. Why? What the hell does she need that cup for? Say what you will about parents. I will tell you, it does get you. Well, hopefully, if you're parenting right, no offense to anyone. If this hits a string here, it really gets rid of your selfishness pretty big. I don't give a crap about getting myself anything. I just want to get her a bunch of stuff now.
And you did treat her today.
I did.
And mama.
Yeah. Got you a new cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Stanley, but it's a...
No, I'll never buy a Stanley.
No?
No. I don't need a $60 cup.
I would buy their thermos. Because
you know, buying a Stanley for like $60 or however god-awful amount of money that thing is, the moment you drop it, it's like when you buy a new car and that first door ding. The moment you scratch the Stanley, you know, coating on the paint or like chip it or something, I would be...
Devastated?
I'd be devastated.
I mean, I wouldn't... See, that's a lot for a cup. I agree. I think it's too much for a cup. But I mean, it's not like if it was like $1.20, I'd be like, all right, whoever's buying these are nuts. I still think they're a little, hey, I get it. I'm part of cults myself. I told you I went to a card night when I probably shouldn't have. And we got our vices. It would just, hydration's a good vice to have, I guess. I just hope people are actually using them. I guess they're coming out with like some slings that help you carry your Stanley cup around because it's just too much to carry with your hands now. So never mind. I don't think I like the fans. You're right. Actually, I hate them. Don't like them that much.
But Faye got, which is going to be more so a mom gift, is the currently complete Pokemon encyclopedia.
That's right.
That's going to be for me. Mom, what Pokemon is?
Pokemon in there. Alphabetized.
Okay. See, but my problem with the alphabetized with the book is if I can figure out what generation it is, then I can go by number and find it. Now I'm going to have to flip through to look at all the pictures. Listen. I'm going to, because if I don't know the name, how am I, alphabetizing is not going to help.
Darling,
me.
No one said life was easy, especially not the Pokemon life. Okay. You better get that thumb ready because that thing's got to be flipping through the pages. That's 800 pokies.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I think it's 860 or something.
She's loving it already though. Flipping through about, we're trying to get lunch ready. She's flipping through about 14 of the pages. Who's this? And then who's this? And then who's this? I'm like, Faye, you gotta learn how to freaking read, dude. Because I don't want to learn. I don't want to read this right now.
Yeah. At least you found out. I was like, they need to give you the phonetic, like how to phonetically say these names.
Because
I just made, which they do. Yeah. I didn't see it at first.
And it's so funny. Within 2 minutes, I said, man, parenting will get you selfless. You'll start thinking. And then I just said, no, I'm not reading to you. Learn to read. It's so funny how that works on this podcast. anyways, yeah. So dangers in my heart.
I love that you had to look at
it. I had
to
look at it because it's, I'm like, is it dangers in the heart? I can't, it's not a hard name, but for some reason, I just can't get this one locked into my head.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a
you problem.
It's a character flaw for sure. anyone who's not in the know on what this show is, we got a middle schooler. He's pretty cringe. So he is just not really, I mean, we've all seen it and we've probably, a lot of us have lived it when you're in middle school and you just kind of give up on people. You're like, you know what? I think I don't really like people. I'd rather be kind of just a, you know, introvert and, you know, all this stuff. This kid takes it to a cringy level and he is essentially someone who's like looking around and he reads a lot of murder stuff and he like sees this popular girl, Yamada. You're like, oh, her all happy or whatever. I'd love to kill her or whatever. Like, that's first episode. We're not spoiling, but like, first episode, he's like, oh, that'd be my target or something. Dog, my eyes almost didn't come back. I was blind for a second. I'm like, that's the trashiest garbage I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, whatever. I've heard it's good. Let's take a gander. Well, luckily, show didn't wait around. It got into the cutesy stuff by episode 2 or 3. So, very cute little developing romance, coming of age tale, you know how it goes. And basically an introvert boy learning to be himself through a very popular girl who is unabashedly herself.
Mm-hmm.
very crazily. And we'll get into that. So if you're looking for a little romance that's more so for the purity and the just sweetness of it, this is a show for you. I will agree that everyone was telling us, oh, it's a great one. It's a good one. I think this is one of my, our newest genres, of course. We like the of age romance because we can relate a bit more. But there is something about just this bittersweetness of the middle school thing because we've all been there. We remember it. A huge thing pushed in this one, and I think it's even quoted in one of the later episodes. It's like, with someone you love, even the mundane feels special. And that is to the T what this show is. It's just basically these two doing the most mundane crap, but it's super special. And we've all been there. Heck, when we were dating, that was, we did some lame stuff. It was great. but yeah, so if that's up your alley, you should watch the show and then you should come back. So go ahead and pause now. And you're back. Hey, that was quick. I'll admit, a little worried for you. It was too quick, actually, but thanks for coming back anyways. We're going to get into spoilers now.
Yeah.
Because we're just going to start jiving on the show. That's kind of where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll talk to me about it because I think I was more swayed quicker than you. I think it was a little bit
harder.
Oh,
it took me
a
half of season one to get into it. I could not handle Yamada's character. She was way too airheaded for me. And like the whole food thing, not like her eating, obviously, but like
the chick eats.
Which, girl, I eat, so I can relate. And I ate back in the day because I had that Yamada metabolism.
Sure.
Maybe not the knockers and like the sculpted female body for a somewhat middle schooler, which we can talk about.
We'll get into that.
Don't worry about what they do. But the fact like she would open up the bag of chips and then give the bag to him. And he's
great.
Like, oh, okay. And then she's like, oh, wait, I wasn't finished. Downs the rest of the bag and she just wants him to throw it away. Or like they have that drink and she pops the top off for him to have the one.
I love it.
Drop. I'm like, driving me crazy.
Driving me crazy, which actually funny you should mention that. At our wedding, that was happening. Yeah. My father.
Oh, that's right.
In the old bachelor room.
Yeah.
Right? Was that what it's called? I don't know.
Like the groom's room, yeah.
You know, because can't see the old bride and all that. So we're just hanging out in there. My dad being the jokester. He just had, and he did it twice to the same guy, Bryce. good buddy of mine. It's a hot day. It's a really hot day. My dad finishes drinking this water bottle and he goes, here. And then like, cause awkwardly, if you like go to hand something to someone, they're obviously going to hold on to it. So my dad goes, here, and gives Bryce the water bottle. And then my dad just walks away. Bryce looks at me and goes, the hell? And we just laughed. I'm like, that's pretty funny. 20 minutes later, my dad did it again. Bryce is like, what is going on? I go, stop grabbing it from him, dude. Learn. That joke, trust me, Yamada's hitting. Yeah. She's hitting my childhood for sure. Well, not childhood. I was a man when I got married. I'm still a man. Who am I, Mark Zuckerberg? I was human. I am human. the show itself, I think it's hitting kind of all the marks. Let's go ahead and get into the least favorite part of the show. And it is it's the character design. I think for one, the characters, and you look at the manga, I'm not saying I'm a great drawer, but this mangaka's got a style. Okay.
Oh yeah.
It's not my style. And the show kind of has these proportions where I'm like, okay, this is a little weird. Okay. They're in middle school anime. We get it. You're creepy. You're weird. And we can look past it a little bit. I'm starting to think maybe we shouldn't, but anyways, in this case, Yamada is, she's a brick shithouse of a woman who's
developed.
It's like she got held back 10 years, which, I mean, she's a bit of an airhead. Maybe we didn't find out her real age. No one talked ages, did they?
Well, he has a birthday. He turns 14 in the show.
But don't ladies say once you hit a certain age, you just keep saying that age for the rest of your life, right?
Oh, I don't,
you're
really,
24, correct?
I feel 26.
26.
Perpetually.
Yeah. I think 26 is it.
Yeah.
I think once you hit that and you're like, this is me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you're stuck. That's it.
And then you just feel old, but you don't, you look old and you feel it like achy wise, but you mentally don't feel old.
And you still think you got it too. You think you're hip. You're talking to young people and they're like, yikes, dude,
get these old people out of here. Yeah. Why are they shopping in Uniqlo?
Right. So we stopped. Now we just go to Walmart where we belong. So that's my big gripe. I think obviously anime is, as we all know, very overly sexualized. I don't want to sexualize a middle schooler, nor should you, or you should be on a list. That's kind of how this works. This show, she could have been toned back a bit. I know she's supposed to be a model, but there's middle school models who aren't showing, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm not being a prude, but you know what I mean?
I mean,
it's a cartoon, whatever.
And I don't think it's necessarily like when she's in her school outfit, it's fine. Like we've seen other anime where, and we've obviously seen it growing up where some girls just develop more quickly than other girls. But when you're doing the short shorts, like the athletic short shorts with the sport tank cami, and the knockers are like there.
It's for
and
the
you're
viewer.
Doing suggestive bending overs and laying in beds and stuff. I'm like, this makes me feel uncomfortable.
Which, to that point, one, anime can be for teenagers. I get it. Maybe that's more of it.
I've never thought about that before.
You know what I mean? So it's we are in our 30s watching cartoons. So for sure, I'm glad that we are disgusted by it because we should be, but maybe it's just not for us, clearly. So the people that were about to leave us a very crucial rating on us not liking a middle schooler being like that. Anyways, the thing is, I do wonder, and you can only use it to a point. In the manga, we don't know the treatment in the manga, but it's like, obviously, our main vantage point here is from Ichikawa.
Mm-hmm.
Is this overly done because this is what he's picturing in his head? Is this like, is it trying to get you into that overly male? Because there's times he's talking about
pubescent, horny boy.
Yeah, I mean, the kids, they're pretty on the nose with it. Listen, been there, done that. We get it. I don't know what the point of it was. That's our literal least favorite thing about it. Other than that, very cute. I think it's a very, it's a pure love show, as I said, because they're not. They're pushing it sometimes because obviously the teenager thing, but like most of the time, all the cutesy stuff, they're not being lewd in all aspects. I think when they're actually having cute moments, it's legitimately
genuine
and cute. Honestly, too, bringing out one of the best confessions I've seen in a show.
Oh my gosh. Payoff
for sure. Cause, and especially in the, you know, when you're watching Takagi, it's a show we love. Nichikata is just a just a little chode boy, as he's, you know, middle school chode boy, whatever. It's just like, even if he does end up doing it, I know he's going to flub it, whatever. It's just going to be just brutal. This was done even better than some of the adult romance ones that we've seen, just in the way of, it's just so heartfelt. They're putting huge emphasis on like loving someone who brings out the best. And it's all the themes that we've talked about in the past where it's like, this is teaching the right love for the youth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that superficial garbage. Yeah, there's, of course, a little bit of that sexualized stuff. That's called relationships. But man, they're just so pure on like hitting the notes. He's learning how to be sweet to her as she's learning how to be sweet. It's just so cute in that way.
Well, and he says it the best when they're doing the school, they're like school sports festival thing. Mm-hmm. And he's doing the night thing with the guy who was formerly in his class. And I feel like that came out of nowhere, like when the guy's like, you know, I want to duel you for Yamada, basically, you know, and it's like, OK. Which Ichikawa basically says it like, you're a horn dog for anyone with a vagina, basically, like just because you think she's hot, like you don't know anything about her other than baseline. Mm-hmm. Like, and I love that part, like him, like them sparring with each other and he's saying all like the good, deeper qualities about Yamada. And then he's all just surface level.
Yeah.
How he looks. And that was a cute moment.
Absolutely. Real knows real. This is about like, obviously a lot of times, and we've seen it, some of our friends using the online dating, and there's so much pressure on, I love how we're turning a middle school show into like dating shit. I mean, kind of what it is, but you know, even on the dating apps, it's like there's like this lockup. Sometimes you're like, I don't really know how to say this, or I don't know how I want to verbalize this. And it's like, yeah, I haven't even really responded to her because I don't really know how to say it. And it's like, dude, just be you. Worst case, she goes, dude, you're weirding me out. And that's like, well, because here's the thing. When you get married, prepare. When the real hits, it hits. Yeah. Okay. We've seen some stuff around here. You especially. A little quirky. Anyways, sorry, I don't even know where we're going with that.
Did you like season one or season two more? I mean, obviously season two has the payoff with the confessions at the last episode, but...
Two more, yeah.
Okay, me too.
I think it's just, we had already established that they both like each other. I think it did drag a little bit. Whatever, 24 episodes, of course, it was going to a little bit. I think I've seen on the online too, people are, you know, hitting our main character, Ichikawa, with like, oh, he's just such a like, oh, beta male, he's whining, he doesn't, it's like, oh my gosh, it's like, if we can be self-aware that they're in middle school, let the middle school kid be a little, no one knew what the hell they were doing. Is he bad with signals? By gosh, yeah. She's
and
literally,
hints and stuff.
She's literally so upfront sometimes, I'm like, I'm trying to remember middle school and I just can't.
Yeah. I mean, Tom is a 20-year-old, sometimes didn't get the hint.
No.
So.
Kind of got like some type of an issue. Some connectors, some synapses. So in that way, I think season two just was better because we were finally getting that payoff, where season one, it was just kind of that, joke of the week format, whereas season two was the, we're progressing, we're moving the events. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Definitely pretty good.
I can agree.
Doing one of the classic things we love, which I know you guys have been listening to us for a bit, you'll know this one. When they bring back the original opening song as the credits of the second, like of a future season, and then they start showing, you might as well just pack it up. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I don't need to test it. Put it in the bag. We'll take it. It's the best thing that they do. And they did it in this one where, yeah, the original song comes in. And the original song's good, but I didn't feel any sort of way to it. And then they do it at the end of season two when they're playing it out. The confessions happen. Everything's great. And then they play that song. I'm like, oh, do you remember when we watched this show? it's like a whole device of like, we literally binged this. Well, ish. And it somehow triggers like a nostalgic feeling. It's very weird.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. So I was happy to see that.
Yeah.
How about yourself though? You said season two for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to see Daddy Yamada and Daddy.
Dude. He's scary, dude. He's like Benny Maru.
Maybe that's why I like him so much. That's I love it. Benny Maru. Actually, yeah, that's probably why I like him. That shaggy hair in front of the eyes.
Right. He's not a man of many words. But what I will tell you, though, and this is where, again, we've dumpstered on it being, you know, middle school romance and this and that. Well, we were watching a middle school romance. Don't worry, we're still eating good because
Mama Yamama. That's a tongue twister.
Mama Yamada. Don't worry, we're eating good. You know, we get our waifus still.
Yeah,
you don't have to. You get to
the watch of and, age waifus,
right? You get to watch and enjoy this beautiful blossoming love. While also having the hey, nice. You know what I mean? Love the eyes. We love an anime with good changes in eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Ichikawa's got the cool little circles in his eyes. That's mm-hmm. pretty great.
Mm-hmm. And I loved that that was a family trait because yeah, I wasn't sure if they just did that for him based on the first episode, him having that darker side of like in the murder encyclopedias and stuff. And then when we see his sister and his mom, they all have that yeah. same circle. It's like, oh, okay. Like that's cute.
It's very cute. You know, what's not cute about our main character. He's voiced by the ultimate dumbass dude. He is Kazuya from Rent-A-Girlfriend, the Japanese voice actor. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's funny.
Oh, but don't worry. He brings it back because he is also a Lekid from Pokemon.
Oh,
whatever. What a range. We can love him. We can hate him. So that's
and
actually
didn't
the ultimate.
We find out. Oh, but we listened to it in English. But he's that that guy in that Pokemon show Faye's been watching.
That's right.
But we obviously watched The Dangers in My Heart in Japanese.
Did
so.
We look up who
the girl that. Yes. Who is she? She sounds
Moe
like someone.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sounds like. She's got to be, or it's just one of those typical. Oh, she's Oshinoko's Kana.
Okay.
She's, we'll keep it short. We don't see something soon. It's super relatable, though, her, the orange-haired, one of the better friends that picked up on the signals with the viewer. She knew it from day one. It's like, yeah. Well, I wish, although, man, her testing Yamada in the chocolate-making episode. Talking about, they did get a little bit of that middle school girl action in there too.
Well, that, but I think her biggest MVP moment is it the first? It's like a break episode. I can't remember. Like it ends and then mm-hmm. it begins. But when Ichikawa ends up getting roped into going to the restaurant with that guy who keeps yeah. putting the pass on Yamada, and he's asking for her line from Ichikawa, and he says no, and the friend was like, nice. Like that was the signal of you're dope. Like yeah. you're cool. And that was cute. No.
Yeah. Can you even believe what? That? Okay. So anyways, the character we're talking about, what's her name?
Moe. She's the redhead.
Moeko. She's mm-hmm. the redhead. She's always whatever. She's like the G. Yeah. We know. We know exactly why we recognize her voice. It's Gone Freaks from Hunter Hunter.
Oh my gosh.
You gotta be kidding me. But wow. apparently you're not, so pretty incredible. Love that.
That's not where I pictured it. I Who pictured would've? It from something else, but...
What a twist.
Were there any characters that you couldn't stand?
Yeah, I mean, the one stupid-ass upperclassman, whatever the hell his name was.
Oh, the one who kept...
The one who kept basically trying to get her information that you mentioned. Yeah, I didn't like him one bit. And then, yes, the oogling friend... that
oh
ended up,
my gosh yeah
show.
Like Achi, what's his name? Oh, Adachi.
Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, he's annoying. I mean, middle schoolers, I don't know how many times I'm going to fall back on this. Maybe it was supposed to be that way, but I mean, middle schoolers are annoying, and my gosh, was he. So I mean, who knows,
is that how boys are in middle school? Do they really like vie over
Google? I was never
not like that, but like, you know how Adachi and then the guy who keeps hounding Yamada, the potentially upperclassmen. Like, it's not like, I feel like girls like have an unwritten code of like, I like this boy so no one else can, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like, are boys not like that?
I mean, you may have heard of bro code.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that's like, I've dated this girl, so like, she's kind of off the table.
It depends how chivalrous this bro is. Right? There's levels to the broness. No, I mean, back in my day, no, it was like, back in my day. No, I mean, we weren't really oogling girls too much. We were just kind of doing our own thing. So we didn't really, I didn't get into that, but I mean, there's some people that like the same person, but I don't think it ever caused like issues or something.
Mm-hmm.
I also wasn't a fly on the wall. So who knows? Maybe they were pissed at each other. I have no idea. I was just kind of zoned. I was just like, let me just get home.
Let me play with my tech decks.
Let me go, well, that and then Scholastic Book Fair one time had the bike. You remember the mini bikes,
oh,
too?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you put your finger through the little handlebars and you just do a freaking tail whip. The only move you need.
Only one.
Invert it. Helicopter. Zip, 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 land it. And be like, I did more. I did better. Shut up, dude. The youth is our future. Cut to one of them with a tech deck. And you're like, they're not our future.
I think I just saw tech decks at Meijer.
They're
the
still
other
ripping.
Day.
And don't worry. Everything advertised now is still hitting the 90s kids.
Oh, yeah. That's who the target audience is.
No one even knows how to advertise to the Zers right now. If you're a Zer, good on you, because they don't know how to get a handle on what the hell
Unless
you
it's
like.
It's on TikTok and you self-diagnose still, yourself with ADHD which is, or something.
Exactly. But like, even still, like that is like the golden thing. I've been through several marketing departments and I was like, how do we get to these young kids? Like they don't care. They don't care about you. Good. They're living life. Just, geez, Louise, stop targeting them. They're like, what are those 30-year-olds like? And they still like Harry Potter too much? Do they still go to Disney and then fall to their knees and cry like losers? Yeah, let's hit them with Disney stud. No, they're hitting us now. And luckily I just looked over at my figure collection. Never mind. We're still here. They got us.
Oh, we got them.
Got them.
Side note, now that you brought up Harry Potter and I kept forgetting to tell you, Tom and I don't talk. So we send each other Instagram reels. And so I had seen something for like our generation planning weddings. Everyone wanted to do the Bella Swan, Edward Cullen wedding. And then now I keep saying, I don't want to do the Edward and Bella wedding. I want to do the Weasley wedding under the tent, like the outdoor. Like,
ooh.
I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of cute. But we keep seeing these funny videos of like how people are ages. And then the woman who played the herbologist?
Herbologist, yeah.
Actress. Yeah. She was like, these people need to move on with like being obsessed with Harry Potter. These 30, 40-year-olds. It's right. Like, we're there.
Trust me.
We've been there.
Yeah. The self-awareness though, it's like, yeah. Are we too into anime? Probably. But at least anime is giving you a new story. Like the hair. Go ahead.
You was crying at church looking for me.
I was crying at church looking for you. I said, where's my Faye?
Yep. And everyone, so someone woke up from her nap. So we're going to have a special little guest for her first ever episode. Can you say hi, everyone?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. that's too funny. What were we talking about? This little lady's got me all discombobulated.
I know. We took like a 2-second break to go get her, and now I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the Harry Potter thing. Well, we were talking about characters that we didn't enjoy, which got us on the rant of boys in middle school. My least favorite character, the boys didn't bother me too much. It was kind of ad nauseum, like how they played the trope out.
Sure.
But season 2, that pink-haired girl with the mask, Kana, I think, who kept wanting to do the flash mob confessional thing, and especially when they were on their school trip.
Admittedly.
I was like, oh, okay, like we need to tie this girl back. Like,
yeah, no, good call. I actually kind of forgot about her. She was,
oh my God, how could you
awful.
Forget?
Because I wanted to just get her out of my brain. Yeah, no, that's a good one. That's better than mine. I think I hit a pretty basic one. Low key VIPs, Hara, lover vibe. She's just there for Yamada, just chilling. We like it.
Yeah. She's pretty cute.
Which her counterpart, Kanzaki, he's a little bit of a
weird. He's got
a little
some
weird guy, but he's genuine at least in his approach. He's a nice gentleman. But mm-hmm. the jealousy, the middle school jealousy was hit pretty good in the show. It was pretty that was pretty well done.
Yep.
Other than that, I mean, like pretty relatively cut and dry. I think some people are going to be like, okay, can we move this along? And I could agree with it, but it gets, the pacing ends up hitting a pretty good like spot where you're like, okay, I think it's at least advancing enough. You can't advance their relationship too quickly. Cause again, it's gotta be a surface level relationship for the ages in the show. And it's gotta be like, they can't progress it too fast. So it was all great.
Yeah.
What do you think, Faye?
Hey, who's the doggy that you like?
Oh yeah. We were talking about the Spy Family dog. Do you want to say anything about it?
No.
Okay.
What color? Do you remember what color paws he has?
black.
That's right. I didn't even know he had black paws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
No.
Yeah, no.
We were also talking about how we got you a Pokemon book. Have you changed your favorite Pokemon, or who's your favorite?
Pikachu.
It's a smart answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a classic.
I like the Alolan. Alolan Raichu.
Ooh.
I like him too.
Yeah, he's very cute.
You like them all though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like Mr. Mime?
No.
Okay,
no.
So we definitely don't like them all.
What about Mime Jr.?
No.
No? You don't like him in your... Oh, there's a new book we got Faye last week when she was sick. And I think I read on the cover or on the inside flap that that's like the first official like story. Pokemon story. But Pikachu, it's a kid's book. Pikachu is on a boat, finds a Pokemon island. And there's a couple... Pokemon. Yeah. It's cute. But they got Mime Jr. in there. He's pretty cute.
He is. He likes to cook.
Yeah. Does he bake them an apple pie?
No.
Yeah.
Who bakes them?
Mime Jr.
Yeah.
He's got an apple tree outside his house on the island, remember? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, big yawn.
Nice. Did you have a good nap?
Yeah.
Yeah. well... As you guys probably could guess, we're probably going to wind this episode down. Not too much more to talk about on the show anyways.
It's pretty wash, rinse, repeat. It just escalates over the two seasons.
It's just doses of sweetness. We've had shows like it before. This one's not necessarily revolutionizing anything, but I think it is a breath of fresh air. It is kind of, as we had alluded to in the beginning, it's very... Takagi-esque, but it's less on the teasing and more on just the
navigating
the situations, and reading the environment, and then on top of that, I think just that developmental stage of Yamada's the trendsetter of she knows who she is, and while she does admit at the end that she wasn't really too maybe happy with how things were going with how she was, she at least kind of stuck to her guns, and then that helped him to gravitate and open him up to start being himself. Which then ultimately, as he kind of says, and during his confession, it was one of the sweetest parts of the show, because you'd think, oh, it's like seeing them get together. No, I think the best part is seeing our main character, who, while cringy in the first episode, can come out and say, like, dude, yeah, I'll be honest, like, I gave up on everything, kind of all sucked, but then you showed me that it's actually all pretty good, and from there, I made a bunch of friends, and I actually like coming to school, and it's like, yeah, that one moment changed the kids. It's just sweet on multiple levels. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that last episode was peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the visuals in the show, as I said, I didn't like the character design too much, but the visuals themselves were pretty good. They had to, of course, cut some corners on some of the animation you can see in a lot of the spots, but the care and tenderness was there. And I don't know if it's from the manga or not, but Yamada's outfits, we do love when a character has more than one outfit, so that was great to see.
More than just the school uniform.
You know, he had his vibe, but he at least was changing it up. We like a good middle schooler in a hoodie. He had the vibe down, the don't come near me kind of chill thing. And ultimately, he got away with murder because I could have swore her dad was going to handle the business when he found out that he was at the place. But no, the dad just wanted a gaming partner. He's like, there's too many chicks around here. Do you want a game or not, little kid?
Yeah.
Which, in a lot of instances, pretty creepy, sure. But the guy was wearing a PlayStation shirt, so you know he meant it. Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Here's my, what did he call it? Here's my user code?
Yeah, or here's my username or whatever. Yeah. My gamer tag. Yeah, ain't that great. Cool. So yeah, definitely let us know wherever you can. You can comment on Spotify. You can join us in the Discord. You can comment on Instagram. Doesn't really matter the avenue, but let us know what you thought about the show. We genuinely liked it, so we're hoping you guys did too. If not, always open to recommendations as well. This one kind of came more so as I don't think we would have really taken a look, but we had seen in the Discord that people liked it enough. They were like, you know what? The people we talk to in the Discord, they're pretty spot on like us. So
yeah,
it's got to be good.
Mm-hmm. Sure enough. I always love a recommendation because our watch list is so big.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have a lot of romance on there, especially because we love romance, that we're not sure if it's quality or not. Like exactly. if it's something we should put our time into, because time is precious. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as you can tell right now with our addition.
So funny, too, that we started the episode with, you know, a little treat. We're going to talk about two seasons. And then I realized, my gosh, not really. It doesn't really add much that we watched two seasons, because I think you would miss the confession part. But I think like you could theoretically stop after season one if you weren't digging it. I think that came to like a with these, you can always have like a loose end of like, I don't really remember what the last of season one was, though. We just churned.
Oh, yeah. We were just cranking these out.
So never mind. Maybe you do need both seasons. Maybe this is the complete of what you'd need. Happy to have watched it, of course. And just on to the next one. Now the question is what we are going to watch.
Mm-hmm. And we better start soon because we only got a week to watch.
That's right. Time will tell. If you guys have made it to this point, my gosh, you must be a great friend of the show. We appreciate you so much. And just can't thank you enough. It's at least nice knowing that some of you are enjoying this. We're massive fans of you. And we hope that you're somewhat fans of us. Right, Faye? You're shy girl. All right. Next time we will get this done while she's still napping. Apologize on that. But big ups to Faye on her first episode of the podcast. All right. Well, we will catch you on the flip side. Danielle, go ahead and send them out, would you?
Bye, guys.